for those Republicans in the audience who have already purchased CDs, they are non-refundable. George Bush lied about webs of mass destruction. Clinton got a blowjob. So there was deception added to the suction, but Clinton got a blowjob. Now what's worse, starting a war or keeping your cohibas in a human humidor? And who got impeached? And what for? All right. Clinton got a blowjob. George Bush vacationed while New Orleans drowned.
Clinton got a blowjob.
He sat in a classroom with the towers falling down.
Clinton got a blowjob.
He fucked up FEMA, which fucked up Katrina. Not to mention the conventions of Geneva, with 23 civilians murdered in Haditha. Now how can a man without a brain cause a nation so much pain, cause a world to feel such hate for these so-called United States? And how Congress help but act in the face of every fact I have presented here? The comparison couldn't be more clear. George Bush authorized leaks of classified information.
Clinton got a blowjob.
To make the case for attacking a sovereign nation. Couldn't shoot him, so they had to shame him. But if you know a single honest politician, name him. And you've seen Hillary. Can you blame him? Clinton got a blowjob. I mean, I'm sorry, Hillary. We all gotta take one for the team. George Bush funds sex ed that says that condoms don't work. And both your daughters would be pregnant, you jerk. So Bush lied about his bust for driving drunk. Clinton's biggest crime was having spunk. And for choosing a statue less than statuesque and hiding her under the Oval Office desk. What else, George? What else have you done? Stem cell research. Abstinence. What else have you lied about? Global warming. Missile defense. Going AWOL from the National Guard. And find some more, everybody. It's not that hard. Jack Abramoff. Valerie Plame. Al-Qaeda's links to Saddam Hussein. Abu Ghraib. Kenny Lay. Our record deficit today. Wiretapping. Info leaking. Waterboarding. Power hoarding, rights destroying, Christ deploying, load of scam, the stats and hat. I'll do my part. I'll play the pawn. If that's what it takes to get you gone, I'm on my